where we end up with the conversation. Hopefully we can get it sorted.
All right.
All throughout today, we have been reflecting on the essential components of empowerment, especially in the South African context and in empowering women to be part of the South African economy in the greatest sense. We're going to be wrapping up the conversation perhaps with one of the most inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and perseverance, especially in an industry that might not always be rewarding of such initiatives. We're going to be taking a look at the journey of the founder and CEO of SRS Aviation, Sibongile Sambo. She joins me on the line now to get a sense of what it is that allowed her to get to where she is today. Sibongile, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Quite the bold move to venture into the aviation industry. What brought that about for you?
Sure. Yeah, I've always been passionate about aeroplanes. My home is in Bushbuck Ridge, and I studied in KZN most of the time, from high school and boarding school at Inanda Seminary. And my mother used to book me on a flight once a year from Nelspruit to Durban. That's how I got interest in aviation, in aeroplanes in general. So, yeah, later on then I started a business in what I was passionate about, and that is aviation.
I've certainly been to Bushbuck Ridge, and I know that to be inspired by aviation, especially when you look at some areas of the country, certainly is something. Sibongile, how do you even approach the aviation industry as somebody that wants to build a business in that space? Was that always the idea from your perspective to build the kind of business you've built with SRS Aviation, or did that come from being in the industry and seeing where you could do something different?
No, not at all. I was not in aviation. I'm a human resources practitioner. That is my profession, and prior to me getting into the aviation industry, I've moved from different companies within human resources. So when we were encouraged post the 1994 election to look at entrepreneurship as a career option, that's when I searched my soul for what lies within me that I'm passionate about, and it was aerospace, especially given that when I'm home in Bushbuck Ridge, I would see the aeroplanes flying in and out of Hoedspruit. Then that created the love for aeroplane, the curiosity around that. And when I applied to various airlines, including South African Airways, to become an air hostess at the time, now called cabin crew, I was declined because of my height. And that opened an opportunity for me to then really go hard on the opportunity within aviation as an entrepreneur. So that's how I landed in that space as an entrepreneur. It was not something that I planned at all, but I just took advantage of a negative situation and turned it into a positive.
Sibongile, as an entrepreneur, as a female entrepreneur in the aviation industry, you are potentially one of very few that have built a business in this space and built such a specialized business. What would you say have been some of the challenges that you found may have been unique to you, given your position in this industry?
There's been several challenges. I'm still being referred to as Mr. Sambo on emails because people, they assume that the other person on the other side of an email is a male because it's aviation. Secondly, when I started in aviation, I was very young. I was in my late 20s. So being young and black, venturing into this industry was very hard to penetrate and get in. I had to really work very hard and prove, that I am worthy to do business with within the industry. Getting access to finance has been another challenge. It's a capital-intensive business without experience in aviation and without any capital. It's been a challenge as well to just penetrate and move forward. But with all that, I've always, found a way to make things happen, because as a person, I do not give up easily. And once I set my mind into achieving something, I go for it. I make sure that I achieve the goals that I have set for myself.
If you're just joining us, we're in conversation with Sibongile Sambo, the founder and CEO of SRS Aviation, a business that is a business focused on offering specialized aviation services in a market that is in desperate need of some of these specialized services. Sibongile, I want to take a look at how you were able to persevere through some of the challenges that you mentioned. I want to get a sense of, from your perspective, what helped you navigate some of these difficult challenges? What helped you continue to remain motivated? And what ultimately led you to having your own hangar space at an airport?
Yeah, so take for instance, our first flight that we needed to do, it was between Christmas and New Year in 2004. My family didn't know that I had left my permanent employment in October already. So I was home already for a few months and they didn't know. So when I got an opportunity to do my first flight for one of the biggest clients, I had to lease an aircraft that had to reposition from Dubai to South Africa, and it needed more than R1 million to position the aircraft or lease it, and another million to be able to fuel the aircraft so that it's able to do the flight. I had to then tell my mother, who had retired and working as a nurse in London, she flew back to come and release the pension money and give it to me for me to be able to start this business. So those are some of the examples. I can tell you lots and lots of stories of things that I had to do to be able to achieve my goals, regardless of all the challenges and the barriers that were in front of me to get the business off the ground. And we've managed to have offices at an airport because of partnerships, strategic partnerships and collaboration. I had to learn very fast that in business, you cannot be an island. You need to work with people. So through those relationships, we managed to then secure space for us. And we've been there for many years at Lanseria Airport. Actually, since inception, we've been at Lanseria Airport. But we able to service any airports within our borders, even outside of our borders. Lately, we do a lot of ground support services, even in Lesotho, and many other airports within South Africa. So yes, we push to get into the opportunities.
Sibongile, how do you take on new challenges? Surely in the aviation space, there might be one or two things that particularly perhaps at the start of your career, you didn't have the experience in, or that you were still building up experience in, given that your background is not in aviation. How did you push through the fear of not being sure whether or not you're able to deliver on these services?
One thing about me is that I take risks. And once I set my mind into achieving a particular goal, there's nothing that will really prohibit me or block me from achieving, those dreams. So one of the things that I do very well as well is that I've managed to learn the aviation industry. Even before I left my permanent employment, I would start marketing myself, as an aviation company. I would do painstaking research. When one gets into the boardrooms, you need to be able to speak the language that is spoken in the industry, you cannot just go blindfolded and say, because I'm passionate about aviation and therefore I should be able to make it. It is important to research. You need to understand the environment. You need to understand the people and what is required and what the clients want from you. So with me, I am able to read the room. I'm able to chase after the opportunities. I'm able to find, you know, the funding that I need to service that particular transaction. So I take it by piecemeal. I don't go for a big funding requirement. I go for a funding requirement of a specific flight that I need to do at a particular time. So those are the things that have helped me to be able to stay focused and stay in business.
Spongile, what do you think? Spongile, what would you say is the best advice you could give to a female entrepreneur that might be looking at venturing into an industry they don't know, or perhaps venturing into a project that they might consider intimidating? You touched on the fact that you are naturally someone who enjoys taking that element of risk. What would you say to somebody who is uncertain about that but wants to try something anyway?
I would say to a female entrepreneur, if you have an idea or you have a dream to achieve a certain business, go for it. Don't listen to those small voices on the background. Focus and believe in yourself, number one. Then believe in the idea that you have. Then do your painstaking research on what is required for you to be able to achieve that and go for it. So don't allow fear to block you from the opportunities or the ideas that you have. So, and that goes for males as well. But being a Women's Month, I would like for women to know that the ideas that we have, that we carry, it's possible to achieve them. And as women, we can multitask. We are gifted in many ways, and let's take advantage of the gift that we naturally have to be able to do business.
It's often very, very easy to be intimidated by situations and allow them to get the better of you, but it is very clear and very evident that you, if you are able to push through, if you are able to persevere, if you are able to stick to your guns, that anything is possible, anything is achievable. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the founder and CEO of SRS Aviation, Sibongile Sambo, for joining us to take a look at her story, her journey through entrepreneurship, and what it is that allowed her to make a success of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sibongile.